Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
And on the line now I have Barbara Jennings, who is over in the Solomon Gallery. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yes, we're here in the Solomon Gallery and I'm here with Tara Murphy, and we are looking at a very beautiful exhibition by the RUA, which is the Ulster and the Royal Ulster Academy of the Arts. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you for coming to the gallery. I'm delighted to have you here.
And tell us a bit now, I mean, not everybody would know about the Royal Ulster Academy and its affiliations to the Republic, as there's quite a few, isn't there?
Yes, well, I think the Royal Irish or Hibernian Academy here in Dublin is older than the RUA by, I think, about 20-odd years. But they do have quite close ties, and obviously the way the country is, a lot of artists are both RUA and RHAs. The Solomon Gallery here has always had a very sort of academic and traditional sort of style of work that we show. So we have got a lot of RHAs or Hibernian academicians showing here, but not that many of the Ulster academicians. So I decided this year to go up to the RUA annual exhibition. Again, like the RHA here in Dublin, they have an annual exhibition where they invite all their academicians, but also it's like an open competition or an open entry where people can just submit works for exhibition, and if they're selected, they go on display. So at the RUA in Belfast, their offices are based in Donegal Place, but unlike the RHA here, their space is too small to host the annual exhibition, so they use the Ulster Museum, which is a fantastic venue, obviously. I went up there, and they had, I think they've got about 330 exhibits altogether. Again, a bit like the Academy in London, the works are very closely hung together, sometimes maybe three or four paintings deep from floor to the top of the wall. So it's a very dense show, and I guess, if you want me to be completely critical, like the RA and the RHA here in Dublin, the quality can sometimes be a little bit mixed, but my idea was that I was going to go up and select my sort of highlights from the exhibition. They produce beautiful catalogues. Everything in it is photographed, and I sort of went around the room ticking what I loved, and soon realised that I had an enormous list and had to kind of break it down. So in the end, the criteria was it was going to be of artists that were academicians rather than non-academicians, and artists that weren't represented here in Dublin by a gallery. So we ended up with seven artists, three of which are our own already. So we have Anthony Scott, the sculptor, Francis Ryan, painter, and Hector McDonald, who have all been associated or represented by the Solomon, which brought me then to add in four new artists, which were Mark Shields, Colin Watson, Denise Farron, and Nisha Allen.
Absolutely fantastic. The work, by the way, John, is absolutely beautiful. Now, the one that comes to mind firstly is Denise Farron, and she's the president of the RUA.
That's right. Denise is a wonderful, well, not only is she a wonderful painter, but she's a wonderful woman. She was head of art at the Ulster Museum, and she has recently taken on the mantle as the president of the Academy, and she's like a whirlwind. She's already got this new premises in Donegal Place. They've set up a members gallery, but also she's fantastic in terms of linking with the Academy, both here in Dublin, but also in Scotland and London. So they had a meeting recently, apparently, and, you know, it's all to kind of forge closer ties between the Academies on both sides of in Britain and Ireland. Denise is married actually to Brian Farron, who's also a very well-known Irish artist. And in the pictures I selected here for this exhibition, they are mainly of Troll Bragg at Bay, which is in Donegal. So Denise divides her time between Belfast when she's working, and Donegal is sort of like their holiday home and their studio. And she's overlooking this beautiful bay with mountains in the distance. So the three paintings that we have here, one is a winter scene, which you can see she's got this beautiful sort of calm sea, and then there's snowy fields and pastures beyond, with mountains, which are kind of, she's very lightly or painted sort of the idea of snow on the mountains. The one we directly beside it is actually an autumn scene. So again, the palette has changed completely. We've still got the lovely blues, but she's brought in more of an earthy sort of palette, where you've got, again, the mountains now have taken on that sort of autumnal hue. This one's actually a diptych, but it's framed together. And I think it's very controlled, it's very academic, and I love the way she's sort of treated the water.
I really like the straw nature of the grasses and all the yellows and goldens mixed with the blues, but it's mainly yellow. It's fantastic. And that of the landscape, it's just absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Well, the third one then on the wall is actually a watercolour, and that is, we have three watercolours here in the show, and they're quite different. They're very, very fresh. They're almost more graphic, and this one here is a sort of quite a wild scene of waves crashing against the headland.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And we have there's a few things that interest me. Well, I'm sure you can tell us about all of them. But Nisha Alam, A-R-U-A. What's A-R-U-A?
That's an associate academician. So it means they're sort of, it's an entry level before you're made a full member. Mm-hmm. You're an associate member. It's generally for younger artists. So Nisha Alam, she's born in 1972, which makes her, what is she now? She's 45, so relatively young in terms of being an academician. She's actually the daughter of two very well-known academicians. So her mother is Sophie Agajanian, who is a very accomplished printmaker, and her father is Jim Alam. So she's obviously got it in her blood, and you can see from the work here, they're very, very academic, so very precisely painted. Two pictures that I had selected from the Ulster Museum back in October were beautiful Mediterranean interiors, but both of them actually sold. So we got some new work from her, which is actually marvellous. So we've got a painting of a street, which she's using a lot of blacks in it, so it's quite and through the arch of what looks like an archway in Spain or France, you're looking through to a kind of a streetscape and blue skies. There's also a painting which is a portrait of an artist, and in the background is a cat. And then the last one is a very academic still life, which is of an ivory hand and a tulip. And it's really, really precisely painted with this fabulous blue background. It's quite a kind of a startling still life, I think. So.
I don't take to that now, but I love the cat one and the archway. I think they're so beautifully painted. I mean, the detail of the leaves alone just tells you, and of the clothing and the pattern on her cardigan or top.
Yeah, it's
so vibrant and so precise. This lady is very, very precise altogether.
Still paintings, whenever you're looking at them, even the one where you've got the figure and the cat, you have this feeling of stillness and quietness, which I think is in all of her paintings.
Yeah, it's a certain type of calm.
It is.
Calm. Now, shall we go over now? This painting is intriguing. What is this?
This is a painting by Frances Ryan. Frances Ryan is already in the gallery stable, so she's been showing with us for the last 3 or 4 years, and she is originally from Longford, but she's now living in Bangor in County Down. Actually, her partner is also a painter. There's a kind of a theme running through this. Gary, and I'll get back to the painting. She's been doing a series for the last 18 months, which are of botanic gardens. So the botanic gardens, not the ones here in Dublin, but they're of Belfast. She has a very interesting technique where she starts off with drawing and collage. So you see in the background on the top corner here, the painting is of a very rich, lots of foliage, lots of tropical plants. But it's also multi-layered. So the first layer she puts on sometimes is collage. So there's a photograph here, or she's printed it out, so it's not quite as sharp as a photograph, of palm trees. And then over that she's layered all these incredible, I don't even know the names, that's a bird of paradise. And then protea, I think, and some cactuses and everything. But it's very busy. It reminds me a lot of another academician's work, David Crone, who I think showed at the Curlin, in that it's got this kind of lushness and busyness. And I just love the palette. She's always got these sort of quite muddy greens, yeah, but then contrast them with these really bright yellows and pinks and oranges.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's very tactile. It's very textured. As you said, it's multi-layered with print, but you wouldn't even think it's print.
Yeah.
And it all blends in together gorgeously to create a very tropical atmosphere.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You can feel the heat as if you're going into, one of the conservatories in the Botanic Gardens. You can feel that kind of damp heat just looking at the painting.
Isn't it absolutely gorgeous? Now, we have time to talk about the sculpture over here. Which one would you like to talk about? Oh, this bull. Anthony Scott, RUA.
Now, Anthony, again, is another artist who's already been showing at the gallery. I think he's been with us almost 20 years. Originally from Fermanagh, he studied at the Belfast College, which I think nearly all of the artists did, which is part of the University of Ulster, but it's a really well-recognised College of Art. It's really well-known for painting. Anyway, he went on then to Cardiff, and he started making ceramic sculptures, mainly of animals, but then got into bronzes probably again about 20 years ago. They are usually animals. They started off, we have a bull here over on the other side of the gallery, which is quite stocky and stumpy. But as his work has kind of progressed, the bull is an earlier piece, I might add, but as he's progressed, his work has taken on this kind of lovely, this sort of elegance where he attenuates the legs of the animals to make them sort of very tall and very quite stylized. The other thing that Anthony does is the titles are usually quite telling. He usually gives the pieces names of figures, like female, women or men from Irish mythology. Mm. So when you know about the story, it projects the sort of what the animal is feeling, I guess. Yeah. So we have a lovely greyhound here, which is called Bran. And then this piece that I wanted to talk about was this Minotaur. So he's sort of, as you know, a Minotaur, half man, half bull. And this piece is really very classical. He's sitting on his knees and his head is down. And for some, Minotaurs are usually shown as very, virile or powerful. But this one has this kind of sensitivity or fragility where he looks kind of sad. I just love that kind of juxtaposition between the two feelings, what do you think?
I think he looks like he's got the pressure of the world on him.
On his shoulders.
On his shoulders. He's bending down and his hands are there. You can feel the strength of him, but also the weakness that's in him because he's bending down, but with such a strong body as well.
Yeah, I love the hand. It's sort of clenched into a fist, but he's also using it to kind of rest his entire body on. And I just love the muscular, the way he's modeled the figure. It's a very strong, but also so fragile, with the pose.
Absolutely fantastic, Tara. That is just absolutely fantastic. John, this exhibition is a must, folks. You should come to see it. How long is it on for?
It's running for another 2 weeks, and we'll probably keep some of the paintings again. I mean, sorry, I ran out of time. We also have the artists Colin Watson, Mark Shields, and Hector McDonald. So
we never get to everybody.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. We just don't ever. Not in the time span. It's open for another couple of weeks. Is there any details, like websites you'd like to give out?
Our website is www.solomonfineart.ie, or if you look for Solomon Fine Art on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, you'll get us on there.
Well, isn't that fantastic, John? You'll have to come down to see this. It's beside the Westbury, by the way, if you need a landmark, You can go in there for coffee afterwards.
It sounds brilliant, Barbara.
The Westbury.
Sounds great.
Sounds
great, Barbara. And it was so descriptive. I can really see the artworks myself here in the studio.
No, you should come on. It's well worth a lot. And the Solomon is a renowned gallery. It's been here a while. And it also has an amazingly good reputation, I have to say.
Okay. Once again, very, very interesting, Barbara. And thank you for that.
No problem. See you next week.
I'll see you next week, Barbara. Thank you. And thank you to Tara as well.
I will.
Yes, Barbara Jennings there reporting from the Solomon Gallery, and it sounds very, very interesting. And as I said, Tara was so descriptive there, we can nearly see the artworks here in studio.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.